640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just spoken during a stop in Kyiv to announce $1 billion in additional U.S. aid to Ukraine.
The reason for this visit at the president's behest is simply to reaffirm, first and foremost, that we will continue to stand with Ukraine so that it has what it needs to defend itself.
President Zelensky says a Russian attack on a market in eastern Ukraine today hit shops and a pharmacy, killing at least 16 people, including a child. At least 20 were wounded, and he expects the toll to go higher. Vice President Harris is in Jakarta for a meeting with top Asian leaders. She's weighed in on reports of a planned meeting between Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un and possible weapon sales from North Korea to Russia.
The idea that any nation would give ammunition to a country that has committed crimes against humanity, what it might mean in terms of how that ammunition could be used in terms of grain silos. And the list goes on.
Scientists at the UN's weather agency have taken Earth's temperature, and their findings are alarming. Correspondent Elaine Cobb from the Foreign Desk.
The UN says climate collapse has begun as 2023 looks set to be the hottest year humanity has ever known. Scientists say this year's Northern Hemisphere summer has produced the hottest month ever, July, with August running a close second.
Police searching for a convicted killer who escaped from prison near Philadelphia almost a week ago believe he may have lost his bearings. A trail camera at a botanical garden outside their search area spotted Danilo Cavalcante twice Monday night, heading north, then south. Phyllis Recca lives nearby.
Honestly, I got the impression that they're standing around on the street waiting for this guy to walk out, and they're just waiting him out as opposed to flushing him out.
There's more finger pointing after the deadly wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Steve Kathan has the latest.
Lawyers for residents and business owners in Lahaina, destroyed by last month's fires on Maui, told a court that cable and TV companies share in the responsibility. They allege the companies overloaded and destabilized some of the power poles that came down in strong winds.
Last week, Hawaiian Electric acknowledged its power line started the wildfire, but it blamed firefighters for walking away before the flames were out. Rents are rising in the suburbs. The website Apartment List reports an increase of 26% from March of 2020 to this past July. In a sign, more families are moving out of cities to get away from rising crime and homelessness, but can't afford high mortgage rates and home prices. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fired Waukesha teacher involved in the Rainbow Land controversy is suing the school district. Melissa Temple is suing, alleging a violation of her First Amendment rights. She was fired several months after she advocated for her elementary school class to perform Miley Cyrus's Rainbow Land song at a school concert, a decision that Waukesha's superintendent deemed inappropriate. Temple's lawsuit emphasizes her freedom of speech rights and asserts that she experienced retaliatory measures. Transit Rangers. That's what Milwaukee County leaders think will help with security on MCTS buses. County supervisors have granted initial approval for the hiring of 51 new Transit Rangers, who will replace the current private security guards working on buses. The decision follows two recent shootings on county buses. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with general generations of expertise. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my co-host, Dr. Robert Craig. You know, Dr. Craig, it seems like Tuesday, man. I was preparing for the show this morning. I'm thinking it's only Tuesday and find out it's Wednesday. And I realize, hey, I got Dr. Craig.
That's the way these short weeks are.
Yeah,
you just get out of sync.
We don't get enough of them. But anyway, Dr. Craig, I gotta ask you. You know, all wise and knowing, Dr. Craig, this place that we're in as a society, where you know, in my time on this planet and as an adult, I've never seen us, meaning the American people. Contrary to popular belief, I was not around during the Civil War struggle or fight. I wasn't around at that time. But Dr. Craig, you know, where Americans were in that kind of mindset. But we're there now. And what's so amazing to me and frightening, Dr. Craig, is this whole thing with Donald Trump and the love that people and admiration that they have for him. In the face of all the things that are happening, and yet they can't get themselves away long enough to look at what he's being, you know, accused of. And to see, Dr. Craig, what has happened with the Proud Boys and these five guys who have, you know, been given 13, 15, 17, 22-year sentences because of what happened January 6th, and knowing the depth of what that all is, and then yet people see Donald Trump and don't see any correlation at all with what those guys and 1,000 other people are facing with the criminal charges. But when they see Donald Trump, they see him as pristine, as not having had anything to do with any of that. What's going on, Dr. Craig?
Well, that was a big question, Earl. And you know, the reason it's worthwhile to think about history, think about things like the Civil War, is because all we really have is a rearview mirror. If we were in a car, our front windshield would be fogged over. We don't know what the future is going to be. We can only try to navigate from the past, right? The other analogy, which might even be better than the Civil War, I'd give, which is more forgotten, the Civil War, this part of it. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt was inaugurated, it had been over 3 years of no action by the federal government on the Great Depression and no end in sight and tremendous suffering going on. And you had all over the world, I mean, in the Western world, in Europe, but also Japan, democracies failing and becoming authoritarian governments and fascist governments. And so there was a growing consensus that democracy could no longer work, that the United States, the reason we couldn't fix the Depression wasn't just because Herbert Hoover and the Republicans were unwilling to do what was necessary, but because democracy had failed. And there was a consensus among a lot of people, this is forgotten, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt needed to suspend Congress and to have some kind of quasi-authoritarian rule in order to actually fix the economic problems of the country. And in fact, not only did the leading pundit of the time, much more powerful than the individual columnist is today, Walter Lippmann, propose that, but William Randolph Hearst, the billionaire of the time, in billions in their dollars,
right.
Put out a mass release movie called Angel Over Gabriel, I think it was called, that came out in March of 1933, that was about a president taking control away from Congress and saving the country. And FDR decided not to do that and was able to get the New Deal through Congress. And step by step, it was a lot of different experiments, some false starts. And that restored faith in democracy and, of course, set us up for World War II and the fight against fascism. So it looked really dark in fall of 1933, just like it did, as you were pointing out, in the 1860s, you know, and before in the 1850s leading up to the Civil War. So we don't know, but we face these crises were not inevitably going to be solved, right? And so this is what our generation has to cope with. And I think that the only explanation I can give to you about how people can, we can have all these facts and then we can have, you know, Trump as a viable candidate for president, not only the front runner from one party, but competitive in current polls in a national election against the incumbent president, Joe Biden, is because the other side's conspiracy of creating such hatred and rage and division and divide and conquer that their side hates nothing worse than our side, and anything that's on their side is therefore justified. That negative partisanship is the fancy political science term for it. That's what's going on here. Too many people are not open to interpreting the facts going on because our politics has blinded them to it. And so they defend Trump because if Trump's attacked, then that's the other side attacking their side.
Dr. Craig, the operative word you use is hatred. And yes, that's at the root of this, hating the other side. And so these are Americans hating one another. And so how do you get beyond that? You know, we've always had some divisions in this nation. But to actually have the hatred that we're talking about now, Dr. Craig, is the frightening part of all of this. And so we kind of see now that those who really support Donald Trump unabashedly, and they're going to continue to support him regardless. What happens if he loses, Dr. Craig? You know, I don't think people are going to go away easy.
It's a good question. There'll be some heir apparent trying to take over. You see, I've been critical of some of the slow movement by some establishment leaders where they think, this is Merrick Garland, our attorney general, I'm referring to, but there are others who think that the way to restore our norms is, and to prove that they're not just prosecuting people because they're on the other side and are not following the law, is to work so slowly and deliberately that they actually allow lawlessness and horrendous violation of law to go unchecked. And that almost happened around Donald Trump's attempt to steal the election. Actually, the January 6th committee of the House of Representatives shamed the Attorney General's office, the whole Department of Justice, into assigning the special prosecutor. There's a lot of reporting to that effect. But he did go after the actual violent conspirators that led the violence on January 6th, and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And we just had the 20-plus year sentence for the main ringleader, the leader of the Proud Boys. And so that has actually calmed the violence. In other words, Trump has been, if you look at his language, calling for violent protest or very threatening protest about all of his arrests, and they haven't been happening. So in many ways, Merrick Garland's prosecutions have to be given credit for dragging these people back underground because they're afraid of being prosecuted if they do this. They thought Donald Trump was there to protect them because he was still in the White House. Obviously, he's in no position to protect them from the law now. He could be in the future if things went very badly. So that helps, but it won't just dissipate and just go away. Philip Roth, the great novelist, wrote a book called The Conspiracy Against America, which also was a HBO miniseries a year or two ago. But that's about a fascist takeover of the United States in the late 1930s under Charles Lindbergh. It's fictional. But at the end, after Lindbergh and the fascists are finally defeated, it just dissipates like a fever. I don't think that is realistic. Because what's happened, Earl, is that hate didn't come from nowhere. Right. It was strategically revved up and harnessed, and election after election, controversy after controversy, as a tool of power by the people who want to hold on to what they have. In other words, the wealthiest among us.
So, Dr. Craig,
that is what led to this.
We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, that word hate, because that's the stickling point right there. And the fact that there's hatred. And how do you get over that hatred? Got to go to a break. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We've seen hate before in this nation, and it's not a pretty picture. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, I'm using, and you use hate in hatred, and at the root of all of this is that. And so that's what's different, Dr. Craig, is, you know, you've got these news shows that that are there now, and people can go on, you know, their television sites and get that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also go on social media yourself and anonymously, you know, feed into the hate. Nobody knows who you are, and so you can talk about all this hate. You know, podcasts, and people can do all of these things. Nobody knows in many instances who people are. They can give podcasts a separate name. But at the root of it, Dr. Craig, is hatred for other Americans. And so we've kind of seen it in my life, but not to this degree, Dr. Craig. You know, there was hatred before. But, man, what we're talking about now is really way out there. And let's do this. Let's go to CJ, Dr. Craig, and then we'll give you a chance. Good morning, CJ. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when I listen to you talk about President Trump, I think you need to love your country, our country, more than you hate Donald Trump.
I don't hate Donald Trump. First, CJ, let me clarify something. I don't hate anybody. Okay, I have enough sense to know that hating somebody only impacts you. I don't waste my time in hating anybody. My life is too short to sit around hating somebody. So you can go ahead.
I appreciate that, and I agree. But, you know, when I hear you talk about Donald Trump, you fail to discuss that Russian collusion, peeing and all that bed, that was done by the Clinton campaign, proven by the Durham report. And obviously, Dr. Craig hasn't read it. 308 pages. You can get it off the internet. You want to hear how corrupt
CJ, did they do anything to attempt to overthrow the government?
No, they exposed it. Yes, they did. Hillary Clinton did. The 51 former intelligence officers that were proven to lie to the American people, and Joe Biden lied during the debate. It was all false.
Hey, CJ, do you believe in our justice system?
Paid social media.
CJ, do you believe in our justice system?
Not the way it's going right now.
Do you believe what has just happened with these people who helped attempt to overthrow the government? You think they were treated fairly?
You know what? Those gentlemen should be punished for what they did. Yes, I do agree with it. I think, but there is two tiers of justice right now. Some of the people went into the Capitol, took selfies with the statues. They didn't do any damage. They didn't threaten anybody. They didn't.
And those people didn't get charged. CJ,
that's not true, Earl. That is not.
It absolutely is. Let me, Dr. Craig. You want to respond, sir?
Yeah. So we do need to talk to fellow Americans who don't agree with us, who currently agree with CJ, right? And CJ's a fellow American as well. But that's going to be slow, and it's more less likely happen on the radio than it is people one-on-one enacting democracy. But facts will not convince people who believe, as CJ does currently, just stated on the radio or on the internet, because they're choosing to select the facts that support the position they want to believe, unfortunately. And so this narrative we get, and CJ has given this narrative more than once when I've been on the show, that the Durham report was a smoking gun of any kind. I mean, just read the general coverage of it. They didn't get one conviction. The Durham report, and it was that looked for everything. What it got was some reason to believe that the FBI shouldn't have had a search warrant when it did, and shouldn't have started the investigation of the Trump campaign. But once they did find the collusion. We hear from the right that there was no collusion. They are relying on a technical legal definition of that in federal law. Not that the Trump campaign was working with, that's the common definition of collusion, the Russians who were supporting him over Hillary Clinton. The second half of the special prosecutor report showed that, absolutely. And so that's definitive. And the Durham report didn't shed any light on that, and any questions about the procedure of the FBI at the initial part of the investigation have nothing to do with the cooperation. So that happened.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, this is the part of it that we can never get over, because anytime we're talking about today and what is getting ready to happen with a man that's running for president of the United States, that has all these cases against him, instead of dealing with that reality, we go back to Hillary Clinton and this, right? I mean, it doesn't matter at all.
The locking up Hillary for the emails, it is nothing like what is alleged against Donald Trump, and which in three different damning indictments. Right, three of the four relate to this subject. The two on the attempted overthrow of democracy, and the one on the secret document.
Yeah. So hang on. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A deadly attack in eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky says Russian shelling has killed at least 16 people, including a child, at a market, the same day Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit.
I'm here first and foremost to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine as it deals with this aggression.
The UN's weather agency says this summer was the hottest on record in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's still sweltering in parts of the U.S. Jemmya Bray had to rearrange her schedule to pick up her kids from school early in Detroit.
Knowing that they don't have any AC, from what I heard, it's just terrible to have the kids in those kind of conditions.
Prosecutors in Spain say soccer star Jenny Hermoso is accusing the Federation president of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. People in Waukesha should anticipate some changes in the smell and color of their water next week as the city transitions to using Lake Michigan water. The shift may lead to temporary issues such as a smell and a reddish hue in the water. The mayor is assuring everyone that the unusual color and smell should dissipate relatively quickly. He does suggest to wait until it clears out before you do any laundry. Some parents in the Waukesha School District faced a crazy start to the school year as they were informed just a few days before classes started that some bus routes were still without drivers. Parents impacted have been told that the schools are being flexible with drop-off and pickup times to accommodate the inconveniences. The district is already working with First Student, the bus company, to reduce the number of bus routes. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're everything I need.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, sir? Hey, and by the way, it was good meeting you on Monday.
I was just going to say that to you as well. Comments and then a question. First, CJ always talks about this two-tier justice system. Then have him explain, why is Trump still walking the streets? If any one of us would have done the stuff that he's pulling from talking about his crimes, threatening judges, lawyers, all that stuff, threatening defendants or witnesses and all that, we would be locked up instantly. Also, just look at the kid who got busted with secret documents. We never hear from him. He's rotten somewhere in a dungeon somewhere, and he kind of did the same thing Trump did. So let's talk about two-tier justice systems. Also, the Durham report, if you watch on YouTube, when the Democrats were cross-examining him, they made a fool out of him. I take absolutely no stock in that Durham report. There, he didn't do hardly anything on that. He just wrote a report, didn't do the due diligence, but got paid handsomely for it. And the third thing, the question, is what happened in Germany when World War II was over? There were still lots and lots and lots of Nazis who believed in Hitler and all that, yet somehow they managed to deprogram them from all this. How long did that take, and how did it work?
Hey, man, great question. Thank you as well, my friend. Good seeing you. Hope to see you again sometime. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Yeah, the Durham report, it's amazing how it's been repackaged by the right as finding something when it was a great disappointment. The only thing it may have found was that that the FBI may not have had the grounds to start an investigation where they actually did find what they were looking for from the Trump campaign. They were working with the Russians and sharing polling data, et cetera, and receiving dirt back, and were asking for it. So it's hypocrisy because, you know, the right does not think that if, let's say, a drug dealer gets off of because there's a procedural violation by the police, but is dealing drugs, they think we should ignore all those procedures. And their judges do too. But then they make these procedures, when it comes to their guy, into some sort of a huge thing that proves the justice of their position. And so the caller's right. This idea, it is a two-tier justice system, and it's two-tiered in favor of anyone who can pay for legions of lawyers and has privilege and wealth, like Donald Trump. And when people mishandle classified documents, bring them home, they're put in jail for a long time for far less than Donald Trump did, but they don't have the teams of lawyers and the prestige that Trump has. But what the right does is they accuse our side of doing what they are doing and what they believe in. They try to paint Merrick Garland in some vicious partisan who's doing President Biden's political bid and campaign bidding. And it's an absurd representation of who Merrick Garland is. But Donald Trump has promised to appoint people who will just do his bidding as attorney general if he is reelected.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig, I want to move to state politics. And you know, the Democrats, Democratic Party is raising $4 million to go after any legislator or i.e. Robin Voss in the next election who attempts to, you know, basically prevent Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz from doing what she was elected to do. And Republicans are now in shock and saying, see, this is how Democrats play. They're going to go after our people who want to attempt to censor, but what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to remove.
Well, impeach.
Impeach.
They're going to impeach.
Yeah, impeach Janet Protasiewicz. I mean, I don't. They're different kind of people, Dr. Craig. That's all I can say.
Well, we've talked about this. They will use any ounce of power they have, whether they're legitimately using it or not.
Right.
And they are at risk of losing their unfair, undemocratic, highly undemocratic advantage. It guarantees them a supermajority in the legislature in both houses when this is a 50-50 purple state. And the last chance is to prevent this Supreme Court, now that there is a majority that will actually look at democracy and the law, and prevent the decision from happening. So I know more about the scenario than when we talked last week, Earl. Washington Post laid this out, or Milwaukee is reported on what the Washington Post is reporting. You see, the problem with them impeaching and convicting in the Senate, they do have the 2/3 in the Senate if they can hold every Republican, Janet Protasiewicz, is that Governor Doyle could appoint a plate replacement.
Evers, Governor Evers.
But here's the rub. There's a rub. Tony Evers could, right. There's a rub. If they were to impeach with just a majority in the Assembly, and they have over 60 of the 99 members because of the maps that are in question here, then she can no longer rule until the case is decided by the Senate. If the Senate slow walks it, you have an even division on the court, and you can prevent the gerrymandering case from being heard in time for the next elections. So that appears to be the strategy. That is the loophole. That has not been done before. Impeachments lead to quick trials in the U.S. or in state senates, all in the past. But that would allow them to keep their maps, their legitimate maps, for another election. So we had also talked last week. I had told you, Earl, that I was shocked that there was no Democrat response, because the only way to deal with this was to make sure the public understood how outrageous this was, not only to try to stop them now, but to create consequences in elections if they follow through with this path. And the Democrats are starting to do that, are announcing things today. The messaging has been sent to me. I've not reviewed it, so I can't tell you how effective it is. But at least the Democrats are swinging into action, because this is a threat, another threat to democracy. They're trying to prevent there from being an independent Democrat-elected Supreme Court that makes decisions about our Constitution and about basic things like whether the maps are fair and democratic, or whether they were legitimate and rigged, which they certainly are.
You know, Dr. Craig, they're concerned now because it's clear that the Democrats aren't going to sit back. You and I talked about this last week and even the week before, how the Democrats are going to respond. Well, they've clearly responded that, you know, we're not going to take this lightly, and we're going to go to battle. And however much money it costs, we are prepared to spend it to defend what is democracy, right? I mean, because what's at stake, Dr. Craig, is democracy again, right?
Yeah, and it's more than that. If they can prevent this Supreme Court from acting like a Supreme Court, then what they can do, quite frankly, is this court could do other kinds of damage. The way Patience Rogan Sachs has been acting since the election has been partisan and outrageous. And if given a chance, if they could create a right-wing majority, they are a threat to try to steal the 2024 election and the Supreme Court to play a role in that. And the illegitimate supermajorities of Republicans in the state assembly and the state senate as well.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's not just in the state of Wisconsin. What I'm talking about in about where we are in these times, I don't care if it's in Alabama, I don't care if it's in Texas, I don't care if it's in Florida, and other parts of this nation, Dr. Craig, there are people who are in elected officials who are clearly looking to do some egregious things to get their way. And it doesn't matter. They basically act as if they want to separate from the government altogether. And the tragedy in it is that they take other people along with them in this crazy, asinine thought. Let's go to Ken. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's the reason behind they want to impeach the Supreme Court judge? What did she say?
It doesn't matter. They just went to court, and the courts threw it out. She didn't say anything that put her in a situation that she would have to recuse herself based on the response from the court just recently.
So you just want to impeach her for nothing? She's not biased in any different direction? She didn't say anything biased.
I told you this just cleared the courts, Ken, and she was found not to be, you know, she's free to. She didn't say anything that would force her to recuse herself.
She didn't.
No, I just said that.
That's the left opinion.
No, that's that. Hey, Dr. Craig, what court was that? That just. Yeah.
They have a fig leaf. They're claiming that because she stated the fact that these maps, the legislative maps, are rigged during the election, that now she should recuse herself. Couple points on that. No judge, Supreme Court judge in the history of Wisconsin has recused themselves because of comments they made when running for election. That is not a standard. It's not a norm. It's not a precedent. Second, other judges, including Judge Kelly, her opponent, have said all sorts of things that tell you what their political or philosophical perspective is, and no one has demanded that they be recused. In fact, the right-wing Supreme Court, when they had a majority, made a rule that was shocking that said it is not a bias problem if you rule in the cases of people who've given you millions of dollars of campaign contributions or spent millions on to get you elected independently. And that was outrageous. And so they're going to claim that she's biased because she said that she stated the plain facts that the maps are rigged. I mean, it rigged. Independent democracy experts rank Wisconsin the least democratic state in this country because these maps are so outrageously gerrymandered to guarantee only one side can win. So this is cooked up. They do have a claim they'll repeat over and over again, and it sounds like Ken is willing to believe it. But it does not have a basis in law or precedent, and is not a legitimate reason for recusal. It is an excuse to prevent this ruling and hold on to illegitimate power.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Jack from Merrimack, I see you. We'll come to you 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 80, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Some of this has already been pointed out by Dr. Craig, but, you know, campaign positions are not, and they never have been, a reason for recusal of any justice from a case that I've ever heard of. Next, how are you going to know whom to vote for if you don't know their positions on important issues? And Kelly advertised his, and so did Janet Protasiewicz. And, of course, Protasiewicz also was very, very clear. She never stated how she'd vote as a justice on any issue. If I recall correctly, she specifically said she'd look at the legal issues involved before making a decision. But I've got a deal for Republicans. Protasiewicz recuses herself, okay? But only if Hagedorn recuses himself, because he had a hand in the construction of the original gerrymandered maps. He's also already shown his judicial position because he voted to approve the current ones for the last election. How's that for a deal?
Dr. Craig, thank you, Jack.
Jack is right, and he raises another point. This idea that we're going to have Democratic elections for judges, but they'll never say what they think about the law, right, or about current laws. How do you do that? And we have this weird charade. It started with the U.S. Supreme Court as a way for judges to get out of saying what they believed. And we saw that with Roe versus Wade, where clearly three of the justices misled the Senate Judiciary Committee in their confirmation hearings. You have very very divided elections now, and this is partly because of the partisan division fomented deliberately by large corporations and the wealthy who are behind the Republican Party. In state Supreme Court races, it was the state chamber of commerce, Wisconsin's Manufacturing and Commerce, that had a strategy of taking over the state Supreme Court, putting big money in so they could get all the rulings they wanted to prevent any regulation of business and corporate practices and polluters and the like. And so that's what started all this. So we know that one is that in finals for the state Supreme Court, one is from one party and one is from the other, even though they're nonpartisan. But they're never supposed to say anything about whether the maps look fair or not, the legislative maps or anything else before them. How do voters decide anything then? This is absurd. And Jack's also right.
Never in the history of the state has a justice recused themselves because of comments they made during their election. It just, it's not a thing. It's being made up as an excuse.
All right, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Quickly, Bill, good morning.
Good morning. I think this whole thing, now this is a little bit abstract, but it does boil down to Janet. We have a law, the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, makes a lot of people incapable of running for election. And if we start mounting an offense instead of always playing defense on this stuff, now we all know this deal with impeaching Jack Protasiewicz, he's making a fool out of himself. And maybe we should just let him make that fool out of himself, because it doesn't even deal in the realm of reality. But I really believe if we I love football. Let's play offense. Stop playing defense. The 14th Amendment is a good way to play offense.
Hey, Bill, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try to run through these calls, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I think it's you see, if they are impeaching her, even if the impeachment doesn't go through, but the process has started, so that means that while the impeachment process has started, she cannot do anything on the bench.
Right.
So it can go for 2 years, and for that reason, they're going to keep the maps until the next presidential voting, so, and everything else, what they're working for, so they can keep it at least for another 2 years.
Hey, Karina, I wish we had more time, but we got to run. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Charles from Green Bay. Hey, good morning, Charles. You say what?
Earl, I just want to know, how can you impeach someone who was elected with 50-some percent of the vote?
Well, that's why we...
That's no different. That's no different than what Ding Dong Donald Trump is doing with his fake electors and all that stuff.
Well, that's why we have Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig, you want to respond, sir?
He's right. It's completely illegitimate. So you have an illegitimate legislature, which owes its majority to the way it drew the maps 12 years ago, now wanting to impeach a duly elected who won by a large margin as court justice, just to keep their illegitimate power. That is what is going on. And yes, it's outrageous. And the Democratic Party, with their new initiative, needs to communicate with a lot of voters and show them what this is about. Because people aren't reading newspapers carefully anymore. And you know what? You don't even learn that much in newspapers anymore, given the lightness of coverage of state issues like this.
Hey, Dr. Craig, it never lasts long enough. All right. We got to run. Really appreciate it.
It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, yes, sir. All right. Got to run. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Early Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. Enjoy the rest of the day. See you tomorrow.
When the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high,
just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.